Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Cattle futures were higher today. We were 50 to 85 higher on the feeder cattle. They were really pushed up right into the close as they went back to their highs. March was 118.92, about 47 higher, and that was about 57 off the high of 119.50 from just 2 days ago. Live cattle were a bit steady on the front 2 months, down 7 in Dec, up 7 in February. April's up 75, June's up 77. But overall, we finished here pretty strong, given the fact that they were lower for the most part all morning long, and then rallied, right, like I said, right into the settlement here at 105. Midday box beef prices up 50 cents on choice at $184.42. Select up $1.29 at $169.01. So both of those higher. The choice select spread $15.41 or 67 loads trading at midday. So that was a welcome sight here on the higher end there. Now, cash trade is yet to develop this week. It looks like the futures are indicating steady or maybe just a little bit higher than where we were last week. But really the good thing here is the technical side of the markets. It looks like we're back above the moving averages, and that is a bullish sign for the trend following funds. Hopefully they will maybe get out of some short positions and hopefully maybe add to their longs, especially if it gets through yesterday's highs there in the March feeder.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain train was higher across the board. We had corn up about 4 to 4.5 cents. December, $3.42 a bushel. That was nearly 7 cents off the lows from earlier today. Beans were up 7 to 7.5. And then wheats were higher as well, 5 to 6.5 in Chicago, up about 4 to 4.5 in Kansas City. So across the board, strength there. Also in the cotton futures, cotton out in March was up 105 at 70.36, which is a welcome sight as the forecasted crop is big, so we're rallying in the face of that. So that's overall a good fundamental strength there. Crop progress showed that corn and bean harvest in the mid-90s, corn 93% complete, bean harvest 97%, and then winter wheat is 59% good to excellent, and we have plenty of subsoil moisture at this time, so it doesn't look like there's any real threat to the wheat crop, so this rally on the fundamental side of things is quite good. There are two sales announcements, 126,000 metric tons of beans to China and then 121,000 to unknown. The bean sales continue to be really strong. Hedge funds continue to be long beans. They're long about 107,000 contracts, short 64,000 contracts of corn, and short 128,000 contracts of wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.